I went through a horrible breakup at the beginning of this last year, and I thought it was such a lull moment. I was like, this is such a lull in my life. Nothing positive is going to come out of this, but I did some thinking. And it made me realize so much about myself. It made me think about the standards I wanted to set, but it also made me think about how much I fucking hate being single. This shit is so trash. It's so trash. People overhype the fuck out of being single, don't they? Especially the freedom aspect of it. As soon as you're single again, all your friends are like, oh, you can go sleep with whoever you want. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you couldn't before. Why could you now, all of a sudden? Also, that's not even like an appealing factor of being single to me. I don't like sleeping with a bunch of different people anyways, because I don't like, yeah, it's not fun. That's not fun, man. I don't like inconsistent feedback. Bro, my ego can't handle it, dog. I'm too fickle, okay? I need to know where I stand sexually at all times, okay? That's the best part of any long-term relationship. If you've been together long enough, you probably have pretty good sexual chemistry. It's why you stuck around. You like what they like what you like, meshes pretty well. The relationship that I ended earlier this year, that was the best part about it. We stayed together months after we should have, just because we had that sexual chemistry. It's a hard spark to walk away from. It's fun, makes you feel good about yourself. You know, I was getting my ego stroke daily. Like, how the fuck you walk away from that? It's so much fun. I knew with this girl, there was like a certain position I could put her in. And if I hit her with like the right move, just bow, then like, she couldn't handle that. Like, it was too much dick for her. She was like, oh, my stomach. And I'm like, shut up. What, Elmer? It is not in your stomach with your... with your shallow guts, whatever. I should call her. Fuck, man. Don't call the ex. Don't fall for it. Because sexual chemistry will make you ignore all the other red flags, the shit you should be paying attention to. Like my ex and I, we had great sexual chemistry, but our communication was fucking terrible. We could never talk anything out. If there was ever a point that I needed to get across to her, I would just have to like finger her in Morse code or something. I would just have to just... Then the next day, my boys are like, how'd the talk go? I'm like, it was terrible. This bitch just sat back and rolled her eyes at me the whole time. Luckily, I can read lips. Hate it. But, you know, single again. Back to the streets. Now I just gotta have sex with all these women. I don't wanna do it. I'd rather be in a relationship, personally, but somebody had fucking other plans. And I want y'all to think about that. The next time you're about to chastise a dude for being a fuckboy. Like, oh, you just a fuckboy. You out here sleeping with all these girls. You don't even want to be in a relationship. You're just a fuckboy. Maybe he's not a fuckboy. Maybe he's sad. Yeah. Maybe behind every fuckboy is a man who once loved too much. Or maybe that's exactly what a fuckboy would say. TBD. But while I'm single, I'm trying to use this time to be self-reflective, work on myself, think about what are some of the red flags I bring to the table. Is there something I could be working on? And a major red flag for me that's been brought to my attention that I didn't realize was as big of a deal as it is, and it's, you know, in relation to the climate we live in today. And that red flag is that apparently I'm not very PC. I'm not very politically correct. Sorry, I don't know if that term made it down here yet or not. Y'all don't seem to give a fuck. So, and when I say that, I just mean like I'm not one of those people who tries so fucking hard to like prove how woke, what a good person I am. Because that shit comes across as so disingenuous and corny to me. Like, you're clearly pandering so hard. You can be a good person without it being your entire fucking personality. You know what I mean? It's so exhausting, man. As long as you know your heart's in the right place, you're doing the best that you can. You know, you don't need to prove yourself on Twitter every fucking day. And obviously, I'm referencing the extremes, these like woke internet warriors or whatever you want to call them, these fucking losers who spend their whole life trying to cancel people on the internet. That shit pisses me off so much because they're ruining a good agenda. Cancel culture is not necessarily a bad thing. I get what they're trying to do is eradicate negativity in the world and get rid of some bad, toxic shit. And we do need that. But a lot of that gets lost in translation when they carry it out because they themselves are such bitches, dog. Oh my God, bro. And that drives me insane because I'm on their side. I hate the same shit they hate. Off the top of my mind, I can think of homophobia. Homophobia is a massive pet peeve of mine because it doesn't fucking affect you. Who somebody else loves has nothing to do with you. And it is always the ugliest fucking dude who's the most homophobic, isn't it? The most toothless motherfucker from Corpus Christi. To be on some, I'm not with that gay shit. They're not with you either, bro. Have you met a gay guy? They're handsome. They're in good shape. They can fuck your girl so fast, okay? Be thankful they took a competitor off the board. I hate it so much, man. They're such a pain in the ass. And as you can imagine, you all have the internet. It makes our job incredibly difficult. Nobody's allowed to joke about anything anymore. Everyone wants to complain about every joke ever told. That's so frustrating because, I mean, you guys have been here the whole show. You know I have a pretty fucked up sense of humor. Like, I love dark shit. Like, the darker, the better to me. Like, I love that so much. Keep that same energy. I love fucked up stuff, but again, I'm okay making those jokes because I know my heart's in the right place. And even though I acknowledge that that sense of humor isn't for everybody, I'm okay with that because I don't need to impress everybody. The same way you wouldn't try to be friends with everybody, right? You'll find your people as your life progresses. So it's like, yeah, I might get in trouble, or yeah, some people might not like the jokes that I tell, but I'm gonna tell the jokes that I wanna tell, and hopefully my audience will gravitate towards that, and we can all get along and have a fucking cool friendship, you know? And it gets tricky sometimes. I'll do jokes that a lot of people wouldn't want to tell or don't want to listen to sometimes. Like, you know, sometimes I'll do jokes about, like, trans people because it's funny. Sometimes. Not a disrespectful way. It's never disrespectful. I'm just making light of a situation so we can all laugh rather than be touchy and upset. That's all it is. And this is what's so funny. The energy in the room is exactly what I'm talking about. Subject matter is what triggers people. I haven't even said the joke yet. All I said was trans people, and everybody in here got a tight asshole. Everybody. Not you guys, but everybody else. Everybody else tighten the fuck up. This special is presented by Poppers. If you don't know what poppers are, get you some gay friends. Change your life. Change your life. But that's what I'm talking about. All I did was say a trigger word, and people are automatically already uncomfortable. You guys are worried about being canceled just being in the room. Like, it's so funny to me. Because the jokes that I tell, they're never disrespectful. They're always with the utmost respect. I never want to hurt anybody's feelings. They're just some jokes, just to say some goofy shit and make the world laugh. That's all. And people will still come up to me after shows saying the same angry rant every time. Just fucking you cannot make jokes about trans people. Because what they're going through is so incomparable, and you can't imagine how hard their life is and the shit that they have to go through. Therefore, you cannot make jokes about trans people. And I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. But the point that you're trying to make is you're saying, I can't make jokes about somebody because of how hard their life is. And you are making very valid points in that I don't know how hard that life is. I imagine it is tremendously harder than my life. I can't imagine how hard that is to go through, and I wish you the best of luck. But at the same time, to retort that argument, you also don't have the hardest life. You know who has life way harder than trans people that we never talk about? people in wheelchairs. Think about it. Comparatively, people in wheelchairs have a much harder life. Do they complain about it? No. We gave them a couple of ramps and kept it pushing. We fucking... Look, some people are going to think this is an insensitive comparison. I think it's a step in the right direction, personally. I think if we want to head towards trans equality, we fucking start with better parking. You know, it's the least we could do. It's the least we could do. I don't know where we'd put them. We can't assign them anything. God, just joking, okay, relax. Hey, look, if you let it be, this can be the most fun part of the show, okay? If you just have fun for the next 15 minutes, we're all gonna laugh at some things that we don't think we're allowed to laugh at. Oh, is it like a naughty thing if I laugh at a joke at a comedy show? Have fun, okay? Do not get sensitive now. Don't fucking sit there and feel like you need to defend the wheelchair community. They can fucking stand up for themselves, okay? God damn it, you guys. Stop being hesitant, okay? Knock it off. People in wheelchairs come to comedy shows all the time. It is incredibly common. You know what? They are some of the best audience members you could ever ask for. They come, they laugh their asses off. And I'll tell you the reason I believe that to be true. And it's because I think they've gotten themselves to this point of understanding and this positive mindset that no matter the hand you've been dealt in life, no matter how hard things might be for you, if you can learn to find the light in whatever dark situation you're going through, and you can learn to laugh at the things that should make you miserable, including yourself sometimes, that's how you fucking win life. And you are going to be a significantly happier person. If you can learn to laugh in the face of adversity. I know this seems harsh, but I have little to no respect for anybody who wakes up every day and makes the decision to live with a victim's negative mentality of, oh, everything's awful, everyone's out to hurt my feelings. Only because that's not fair to you. That's not fair to yourself. Your life is so short and so precious. You deserve to have the best fucking time you possibly can and laugh your way through life and be as happy as you can, no matter your circumstance and no matter what anybody fucking says about you. You deserve that. Have some fun. We're only here for a second. Have some fun, man. And that's why I chose the comparison that I did. A lot of people think it's an insensitive comparison in the beginning, comparing those two groups. But it's because the positive message that I'm trying to put out there, and I want people to remember, is that no matter what you're going through, I would never negate that. But I want you to remember, if you think your life is hard, somebody has it worse. Try to remember that. Be grateful, be happy, and enjoy your time no matter what. And that's what I love about this example, is because if you think about the life of somebody in a wheelchair, that's fucking hard. It's a daily obstacle to overcome to do anything every day. And the fact that they can laugh their way through that, we should all be able to. That's what I have so much respect for the wheelchair community, is because regardless of what they're going through, people in wheelchairs are never annoying about their situation. Until they're getting on the bus. I don't know how many of y'all have been stuck behind a city bus letting somebody in a wheelchair on, but it is fucking excruciating. You're behind them trying to make that right turn and they're fucking... Put this motherfucker on the bike rack and let's go!